There will never be a dispute over whether fruits and vegetables help supply the nutrients your body needs to build a strong and healthy immune system, which is vital in protecting you from outside invaders, such as bacteria and viruses. Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables with a combination of 31 different organically grown whole fruits and vegetables every day. They come in capsules, which can be taken in less than 10 seconds at a cost of about 22 cents per serving. Why wait? Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at my record.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Clearly, I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, but I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020.
All three voices of communism. How fun. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Live today. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I was pretty good until about 10 seconds ago.
Until you had to hear that horrendous clip. Boy, doesn't that just say it all? In fact, let me just take this one piece at a time here for just a second. Here we go. This is Joe Biden talking about how he's going to beat himself. Here we go.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years, and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at my record.
Okay. In a nutshell, that kind of tells you where he's at. And then also, I loved this part about this. I love this first sentence of his.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years.
And then it stops because there's nothing to say for that record that he's ever fought for liberty, not even once. And then you have Kamala. What did she insist her name was again? Kamala Harris. Oh, she's a trip. Here you go. Here's her little Freudian slip of the tongue.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never heard a vice president running ever put it that way. Have you?
Yeah, no. The vice president's administration.
Yeah. Did you ever hear Pence go, you know, the Pence administration, you know, with old Trump over there? I don't think so. I don't think that was ever said. I don't ever remember that on the campaign trail.
No.
And then following it up with Soros. Here you go.
Clearly, I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world.
Oh, of course.
But I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020.
Ooh.
We have ways to make you talk.
Ooh. And it's interesting how he put that, though, with the world.
A danger to the world.
No, just a danger to them. That's all they're a danger to. That's all it's a danger to right now. Liberty is a danger to them and what they want. And he thinks clearly this will be gone by 2020. Interesting. Temporary phenomenon, huh?
Yeah.
That's.
Did you hear what happened in Cheshire County, New Hampshire?
I don't know. Did I? Did I read about this?
Area DeMezzo.
Okay.
A transgender, satanic,
Antichrist,
Black Lives Matter supporter won the GOP nomination for Cheshire County Sheriff. 4,000 Republican voters were so unaware of what was going on that they voted for the unopposed candidate in spite of her F the police slogan.
Yeah. Can you believe this?
A transgender sheriff.
Aria. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
They said, they actually kind of said it in a way that, if I remember, it was about saying, well, the voters just didn't take it seriously. Well, apparently,
well, they're guaranteed a Democrat.
Oh my gosh. A transgender Satanist.
Yeah.
How fun for them. That's astounding. That is, you guys, oh my gosh. Yeah. In fact,
wow.
That happened. That's really scary.
It has really nice hair, though.
Oh my gosh.
Purple and red.
Oh, yuck. Double yuck. What can we say? Also, I wanted to mention this to Chicago. This was very interesting. This was on RT. It was Diversity of Thought Much, University of Chicago English Program accepts applicants only if they seek to work in Black studies. Now.
What?
Yeah. University of Chicago, the English program at University of Chicago is accepting applicants only if they seek to work in Black studies. If they have a keen interest on that topic, those are the ones considered for admission. That's really scary, you guys. The strict guideline was made clear on the department's website, where a faculty statement was endorsing Black Lives Matter and said, we're committed to the struggle of Black and Indigenous people and all radicalized and dispossessed people against inequality and brutality. So they went on to basically say that it was English as a discipline has a long history of providing aesthetic rationalizations for colonization, exploitation, extraction, and anti-Blackness. I guess you didn't know that about America, did you?
I didn't.
Wow. And so, to help undo all of this persistent anti-Blackness, apparently, they've increased hiring and admission of non-white scholars in the study of global contours of anti-Blackness and in the equally global project of Black freedom. Oh, boy, you guys. They're also offering courses in Black Shakespeare, not just Shakespeare. No. Black Shakespeare. And this gem, if you want to take this course, Uneasy Intimacies, Interracial Modernism. Did you want to take that course?
Yeah.
I know. I can't decide between Black Shakespeare and Uneasy Intimacies. How fun. I'd rather have a root canal. But this course is on Toni Morrison's novel. You know, Toni Morrison, that's Oprah's. Oprah loves Toni Morrison.
Oh,
anyway,
really?
Yeah.
Oprah
yeah.
Who?
They have, exactly. They have more social justice programs, including a School of Social Administration and Center for the Study of Race, Politics, and Culture. This is University of Chicago. Requiring an emphasis on skin color in the study of literature. Yeah.
Well, that's important. Otherwise, you don't know how racial it all is.
So instead of diversity of thought, it's this.
Yeah.
So there is no diversity of thought there because this is what they're pushing. So the adults are no longer allowed in the room, I suppose. It's just your liberal progressive tantrum throwers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's more to this. I was really surprised to see that, I guess. I shouldn't be knowing that this is the direction that they're going in as they are starting to teach this in schools. Black Lives Matter, they're giving a kind of a podium for that, a forum for that in K-12 education. So I guess I shouldn't be shocked that they're going full, you know, this is their mode of equality, they tell themselves. Yeah, it's surprising. Surprising.
How did this all happen so fast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's like overnight. This, it really didn't,
yeah.
But it seems that way.
It does seem that way. In fact, one person tweeted, they said, this is all too idiotic. Most of us don't know whether to cry or laugh. By the logic of their creed, wouldn't English be the oppressor's language? Really and truly, this is getting strange. So there's that. And I wanted to let you guys know that University of Chicago has adopted this. I also wanted to talk, we'll take a caller, and then I also wanted to talk about the fires, too, the arsonists. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Yep. They sure do. My gosh, they're getting some mileage out of this. It's an election year. This is the year they get mileage.
Well, you know, I think it's hilarious that Camel made a fashion faux pas, let her Freudian slip show.
Ah, yes. It's a Harris administration. You got to love it.
Well, that's what happens when your slip shows. You see your Harris.
So. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. That was funny. Oh, gosh, you guys. So, by the way, an Illinois lawmaker calls for abolition of racist history classes until state comes up with a more inclusive alternative. You guys, they're just tripping over each other to go with this narrative. And the narrative really is about class warfare and capitalism. It really, that's the end road to Black Lives Matter. But it just, I just wish people could see it more.
Why don't they just come out and say it like this? The Democratic Party wants you to hate someone, anyone, hate someone.
Just hate anyone. That's so true, though.
Just hate someone.
You know, they never really do talk about the points in which they're voting for somebody. It's always just siding with the hatred for the other candidate. Have you noticed that? It's not really what they stand for. Because they can't even make up their minds
on what they stand for.
Yeah, you should have heard Biden. Biden trying to nail down what he's all for and free college for anybody working under $95,000 and just going off and not being able to understand like healthcare, basic healthcare, and what he actually believes.
Right.
Yeah. Just backtracking constantly. So they really don't. And it's all about jump on board the hate train and then you'll be with us. Wow.
You know, I had a friend say something to me. We were talking about healthcare the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you really think about it, from the time you're at leave high school until you're about 50, 55 years old, you really have very little need of very much healthcare.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, there's always that possibility of a catastrophic thing.
Right, right.
But in general, your health is good through those years.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
So they make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Providing catastrophic health care alone is not that expensive.
No, it's not. And I always found it interesting when they added the coverage until the age of 26.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like, at that age, you really don't need a whole lot going. There's not a whole lot going on for somebody that's 22, 24.
That's right.
And so they took that on as a big win for Americans. And I was thinking, well, what's a win about that?
We just gave all your children insurance until they're 26. See if you can get them to go to the doctor.
Exactly. You have to beg them to go.
Yeah.
And usually for something they're not really sick over. So
no.
I'm just, you know, you're right. Yeah.
That's right. Why everything they do is fluff.
Yeah, it is.
It's just fluff.
It is.
It sounds good as a sound bite, but it's really meaningless fluff.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with
and
that.
And I'm wore out on it. I really am too.
I am too. By the way, a federal judge in Pennsylvania said the COVID restrictions are unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Love that.
Yeah.
Can we have more of that, please? Be right back. I do want to talk about arson. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
England's got a new queen. Marshy and Oliverati, Santayana, goodbye. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service live today. Got Uncle Milty with me. Oh, boy. By the way, get over to Balance of Nature. What a terrific supplement this is. My family loves this supplement. I hope yours does, too. In fact, there was a huge article about our food supply and what it's doing to us that was put out today. A little bit, some of it in mainstream. I'm talking just about our food supply and how horrifying it is. We don't realize, I think, all the nutrients that we're missing out on. And this is why I was looking for a food supplement, because I knew I had to take something. And you should be taking something, too. If it were me, I would choose Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. You can go there. You can put in my name, Kate. You can get 35% off and free shipping, which is a huge deal right now. They also give you a free health coach. But you know what's amazing about it is that there are 31 fruits and vegetables, and those are dialed down, and they take out the air and water, and they dehydrate down to those to the capsules. And you can just take that in capsule form. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Of really good fruits and vegetables that have no chemicals on them, and that aren't treated with all the stuff that the rest of our food supply is treated with. So I'm telling you, it's a fantastic, fantastic food supplement. You should have this you should have this every day. You should have it in your kitchen. You should have it stockpiled. Make sure that you're getting it. Go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. No more blah days. Have those days where you have all the energy in the world to get up and do your thing, because we're going to need our vitamins. Trust me on this. Coming up, balanceofnature.com. Put in my name, Kate, K-A-T-E. Get those savings and the free shipping.
Do you only take the fruits and veggies, or do you use the fiber and spice?
I like the fiber drink, too. It's really good. Yeah. It's got all kinds of stuff in it, and it keeps your blood sugar.
Yeah, well, when you get older, fiber becomes very important.
Can you expand on that, please? I'd like to hear more details. Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's a great fiber drink. It tastes like apples, spiced apples. It's really good. All right. So, and that comes with it. It really is good. Let's talk about arson, because it seems that, I don't know if you guys got this bulletin, but this is the biggest bulletin of our lifetime. One of them, anyway. That climate change, kind of like coronavirus, only goes into certain states. Climate change only knows to go to California and Oregon right now. Did you know that? Yes, climate change dials in and targets the two states. No one else. It's amazing.
Well, what
they're ablaze.
They leave a word out here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There.
What was that?
What they really mean to say is, climate change wackos only start fires in California and Washington.
Amen. Oh my gosh, the amount of arson they're finding.
Oh yeah.
Holy cow, all these people arrested for suspected arson. And you know what? It's such a smart climate change that I just wanted you guys to know, it doesn't jump the border into Canada.
Nope.
At all. I mean, talk about amazing. But they're all into climate change, too, up there. And so I thought that was just so interesting, to say the least. So climate change targets mostly California every year, and now Oregon. But these fires, with the amount of arrests, didn't they have over 40 arrests so far?
Yep.
Yeah, and all the mugshots look like gems of people.
Oh, boy.
They had to scrape the bottom of the barrel for these people. A woman accused of intentionally starting fires on Highway 101 in Salinas, California.
Anita Esquivel.
Oh, yes.
She looks like a really, I mean, those
like
eyebrows. Boy, I like those eyebrows.
I'm sure that I would imagine she's got quite the record.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are very interesting. A lot of them look like they just got off crack. You've got the guy from Chico, California, that literally in his photo looks like he's on something. He looks like a crack addict. Where are they getting these people? Oh, my gosh. So starting Eastern Washington, woman arrested for starting fires while crews worked to fix all their power lines in Spokane, Washington.
Well, you actually asked the right question.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they getting these people?
Yes.
Because that's what's happening.
Yes, you're right.
They are getting these mm-hmm. people, and they're saying, here's what we're going to do for you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go start a fire.
Exactly. Yep. Man. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
What we have here is climate change on two legs. started the fire.
Exactly, with some matches and a nice breeze, apparently. It's really sad. This is getting sad that they actually are out there saying it's climate change. Biden actually called Trump climate change arsonist. Yeah. I mean, they're going full throttle with this language. So I thought that was kind of funny, too.
Well, here's what we need to do. We need to change the name of the Democratic Party to the Pyrotechnic Party.
The Pyrotechnic Party. You know what? That's not half bad.
They burn everything they seem to come in contact with. May as well just change the name. You know, if you vote for these people, you're voting for the Pyrotechnic Party.
You're right. You're voting for chaos. It's all about chaos. It's looting, rioting, fires. I mean, what else do they bring to the table?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just full communism. And
that's all
and
I got, guys. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Full communism in that. So,
yeah.
Perfect. I know. So as these arrests start really piling up, and a lot of them, like I said, their pictures are quite interesting. I don't know if they just got them on probation out of jail or what the case is, but it's pretty bad.
I want to know how it was that Trump was able to put so much dead lumber in those forests in only 4 years.
I know, right?
How did he get that?
How
did
he become
so
that
quick?
climate arsonist?
Climate arsonist, yeah.
I know.
He just doesn't grasp the science.
He did say, Trump did say, it'll start getting cooler. You just watch. Trump tells California official who tied climate change to the raging wildfires. And that is true. And there is something I am grateful to Trump for is that he's been outing this the beginning. He didn't change his tune on climate change. And I'm grateful for that. At least he stayed in this fight. They jumped the shark so bad on this that that's why people are now finally putting up the memes saying it. You know what I mean? It only targets California. Yeah. I mean, what in the world's going on here? And so Governor Newsom out there trying to say it was climate change again and again.
And Biden declared that we need a president who respects science.
Which scientists? The bought and sold scientists?
The scientists that are out there starting the fires.
So it was funny because this was the exchange. President Trump said, it'll start getting cooler, you just watch. And Wade Crowfoot, California Secretary for National Resources, said, I wish science agreed with you. We're going into fall and winter.
I wish science... what did the president say then?
Yeah, he said, and the president said, well, I don't think science knows, actually. you just can't make this up. And these people that sit behind these desks, they're dead serious. I mean, they really believe this.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's that. I just had to bring that up because I just thought, we're just treading down a really strange path here. I also wanted to mention there was just an astounding article about Bill Gates, and it was about Bill Gates not trusting the FDA on the COVID vaccine. I mean, this guy saying that the FDA can't be trusted. And in the article, he inserted the most bizarre statement. He said, historically, just like the CDC was viewed as the best in the world. I'm sorry, when did that happen? When did that happen? The CDC has been known for fraud for years. They've also been known for corruption for years and false claims for years. Anyway, he said, historically, just like the CDC was viewed as the best in the world, the FDA had that same reputation as a top-notch regulator, but now there's cracks. Boy, somebody's afraid of the FDA.
There's cracks pots.
Oh, my gosh. Anything with Bill Gates saying he doesn't trust him. They're taking from his profiteering is what's going on.
Did you know that Scientific American has endorsed President Biden?
Really?
Uh-huh. First time in 175-year history, the magazine has endorsed a presidential candidate.
Wow.
And
where'd they get their grant money?
And it chose Biden.
It chose Biden. Or Kamala Harris. Kamala. I'll tell you what, that screams grant money to me. That screams, we just got bought And if we weren't bought a long time ago, we just got bought now. That's astounding. Wow.
It is. With everything that's going on. I mean, I was a strong believer in everything I read in Scientific American.
Because they always get it right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, my gosh. Yeah. That's okay. Let me take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I heard one of Biden's talks the other day where he's saying, blaming President Trump for all the global warming stuff. And I think they're really reaching right now to get votes. He said that because of Trump, if we keep Trump in, more of America is going to be underwater. Are they trying to get the votes of people who don't know how to swim? Like, they're really reaching.
Yeah. Really reaching.
People who believe this stuff, it's ridiculous.
I know. Thank you so much. You know what? I'm on board.
You're hearing more and more people speaking out like that. Like, do people really believe this stuff?
I'm surprised they haven't. That party hasn't promised an asteroid on the day of the election.
Before.
Yeah.
Isn't it the day before?
Yeah, it's the day before. that was my point. They have. That's what I'm saying. Like, hi. They're actually out there telling you all this stuff's going to happen, just like COVID was supposed to kill millions. Well,
they're starting to let a lot of the top secret stuff about the dark side of the moon out, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Big news coming from the dark side of the moon.
It's all scare tactics. It's everything is a scare tactic. When are we going to finally get tired of being scared all the time our news?
I'm not scared all the time.
Yeah. I just meant the general public.
Just when I think people are going to vote for Biden, I get scared.
Oh, gosh. And even in the opening clip, I'm going to beat Biden with my 40 years that guy's been in. Hasn't done a thing for liberty. Nothing. Nothing.
He actually hasn't done anything for anything.
I know.
Forget about liberty.
Yeah, I mean, we knew, right, that it was never going to be about liberty in the beginning. But my gosh, how sad to look back at your life and say I was in government for 40 years and I never did anything to improve anything. I never did anything to help really anyone.
No, he's right now. He's hurting his own party.
Mm-hmm.
He can't even help his own party.
I know.
I'm still waiting for the announcement.
The one good thing is that both parties have their issues. The Democrat Party has surely shown itself this year. And it's like the caller before said, with the rioting and the looting and everything that they're standing for and not standing against, all the stuff that they're for, the communism, being endorsed by the Communist Party, at least people now know that if you're gonna still claim that to be your ideology, then you deserve everything you get, because they're not shy about it anymore. It's so blatant that, it's out there now. They used to be able to hide it a lot better. They wanted to, and now they don't care. Why is that? Why don't they care anymore? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
No evidence has provided. No.
Harris administration together with Joe Biden. I'll keep pushing on. Till my
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. You can give us a call, 888-673-1450. We're live today. 888-673-1450. You can call up. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and we were just, we were talking about, actually, about this coup that they keep telling us is basically going to happen in November, and setting us up for this and trying to find out how the people feel about that. Is that strange? That's strange. You know, they're very successful at the coups they've done in other countries. And and now they're trying to do one here. And what's going to happen? What do you think actually will happen? What do you think?
I just don't know anymore.
Yeah.
It's so hard to know what people think. And when you watch what's going on, this election has to be the biggest landslide in history.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at the numbers, they were talking about it last night, the Hispanics mm-hmm. in Florida. Mm-hmm. Biden's going down to Florida for some Hispanic thing. And he actually has less support from the Hispanic community than Hillary did.
Whoa.
And Trump is higher. The president is up to like 65% of the Hispanic Florida vote. If that's true, there's no way Biden can win Florida.
No.
No way.
Mm-mm.
And yet they say he's in the lead, you know. Mm-hmm. Close, but he's in the lead.
They keep telling us every day Biden's in the lead. And it's such a joke.
And it's no way.
Yeah. So they keep prepping us for this. Zuckerberg, everybody's out there in the news telling us, New York Times, everybody's telling us, oh, be prepared when we have to forcefully remove Trump. What are your thoughts on this, guys? I'd love to hear. 888-673-1450. What do you think's going to happen? If you had a crystal ball, I'd love to hear what your thoughts on that were.
Nobody will know who you are.
Give us a call, 888-673-1450. This is the first time we've actually been told this over and over and over again that I can recall. Was there another time we've been kind of prepped for a coup takeover?
Never.
Never, huh?
Nothing like this has ever happened.
And what they keep saying is, it'll appear to be a landslide, and then it won't be, and then we're going to go in and forcefully remove him.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do that? And how are they going to do that? And what will the military do in this case? It's been on my mind. It's been on my mind. It should be on our minds a little bit because they've been talking about it so much.
Well, when they actually come out and say it's going to look like the president has won by a landslide on election night, but within a week, the new votes that come in are going to reverse it?
Yeah, I don't believe that for a hot minute. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're live.
Hi, Kate. I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Okay.
If we think we've been cheated and it's a landslide, there's an awful lot of retired veterans that are in this country that are not going to tolerate an illegal takeover of our country.
Yeah. Yeah.
It won't happen. Yeah. The people will fight back.
Interesting. All right.
Anyway, thanks.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, I mean.
But can they be successful?
I don't know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I have a prediction.
Okay.
I think that here within the next week, Mr. Biden's going to come down with COVID so that he will be able to be quarantined so he can avoid all of the
debates
and everything. Thank you, Uncle Milty. I couldn't think of the word there. So he avoids all that. And then all of a sudden, he's going to become miraculously okay. And he's going to be the poster child for old people who get COVID. And then, you know, the election comes in, and here's the other thing that I predict will happen is if Trump wins, we're going to end up in a civil war. If Biden wins, we're going to end up in a civil war.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
The reason I say that is because, you know, look at what's going on right now with Antifa and BLM and all. Just imagine what's going to happen if Trump wins.
Yeah.
And if Biden wins, the first thing they're going to try and do is go after our Second Amendment rights, and look what's going to happen there.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Yeah. If it went that way, either way, like he just said, it would be for totally different reasons.
Right.
You know, but it's a spooky situation.
It is. What does your crystal ball say? I would love to see what your thoughts on this. If you had to hedge a bet right now, what do you think happens in November? 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
It doesn't matter what happens. The reason it doesn't matter is because this is not a political situation. This is a situation where dark and light battle each other, and what's going to happen is that the light's going to stand up regardless of what happens, and the dark is going to get tough. And the dark has been getting tough since this whole thing began. And they keep telling bigger and bigger lies, which is what the dark does. It does nothing but divide. It's all about divisiveness. It's all about setting the stage. They've told us what they're going to do.
Right.
And regardless if Trump wins, regardless if Biden wins, what's going to happen is people are going to have to stand for one side or the other.
Yeah.
Are you for the light or are you for the dark?
Thank you. Really appreciate the phone call. What do you think?
I liked his statement. I think really it doesn't matter, because no matter which side wins the election, we're going to continue on like we are.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any peace. It's going to continue to be a battle between good and evil.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just where we're at. You know, unless you're in New Hampshire and then you have a satanic transgender sheriff.
Oh, my God.
You'll be okay.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that,
no,
you guys?
No, I can't.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's take another phone call. Hi, caller. You're live. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Nice to hear you.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't think anything is going to happen regarding the elections because I feel like people are just drugged out. They're entertained, and yes, there's a little chaos here and there, but I think overall the nation's drugged out, so the sleeping giant will not wake.
Ooh, okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hey. Hi there.
I wanted to let you know that I just got off the phone with our councilman, Jimmy Hughes.
Oh, right, right.
And I wanted to make it straight that Jimmy Hughes did not take a knee.
Okay.
And did not march with them.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. We're on the national show right now, but maybe that'd be a welcome call. I do a local hour before I ever hit the national show. Anyway, I just wanted to say I'm nervous. I'm nervous for what, and I think people are feeling that same nervousness right now. I think we're feeling like you've got that sense of something's going to happen this fall and winter, and what is it? What is it going to be? And I think a lot of people are getting kind of quiet. I think they're exhausted from this year.
Oh yeah,
and I think the one thing for me, watching everybody wear masks made me the most worried, because then I started really thinking about the fact that people will buy anything. They'll buy into anything. Mm-hmm. And if we lose the people, then we don't have a chance. What are we going to do?
Well, and what you just said kind of leads you to believe that maybe they're just trying to manipulate the vote through fear.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they manipulated you into wearing a mask through fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're talking about the coup.
Yeah.
The coup. You know, and that's a frightening thing. A real coup would be, I mean, it would be a bad thing.
Right.
I don't think that'll happen. I think that they're just trying to manipulate the vote through fear.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, because no matter which way you vote, that same fear is there. Both sides are afraid.
Yeah. I've never seen so many articles before an election that were so geared toward telling you you don't care, you're apathetic, you won't show up. Everybody thinks it's fraud anyway, so they won't go. It's basically don't vote, don't vote, don't vote, over and over and over and over and over again. And I've just never seen so many articles that talked about.
Well, the Democratic Party has a better chance to win at a low turnout.
Hi, caller. I know, I'm trying to get there. Yes, that will be interesting.
They're pulling every dirty trick known out of the bag right now. Everyone.
Yeah, and they have for 4 years, but this year strikes me as different. I think because we got a clear visual representation of where people are at.
Mm-hmm.
And that worries me. That worries me. Because when I walk into a store and there's only two or three of me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at people's masks and I'm thinking, are you buying in? Are you just afraid? Because both things are bad. If you're just so afraid you're wearing it, and if you're buying in, that's bad too.
It's the same
thing. Yeah. And so it's such a visual representation of really what's going on in society right now. That's worrisome. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. We're lock and loaded here.
Are you? Good.
My food storage.
Good.
Anyway, a good part of it.
Okay, good.
And,
yeah, well.
Listening to the news and just waiting.
Yeah, it'll be, yeah, thank you for the call. Maybe a lot of people feel like that. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel exactly like that. We have to wait and see.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Is it worth mentioning Ezra Siegel? Is that familiar with anybody? Or
Ezra Siegel? Mm-mm.
Ezra was a book of Apocrypha taken mm-hmm. out of the scriptures back in 1800s.
Okay.
And the claim is the eagle represents America and the feathers represent the length of presidencies or our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a three-headed eagle, which
yes.
represents the
yeah.
rulers.
I do know what you're talking about. It kind of predicts or it tells. Mm-hmm.
I don't put much into that until I kind mm-hmm. of see it. And mm-hmm. it shows that the short feathers are for Kennedy and a few others. A long feather is for the mm-hmm. one that had multiple terms. Was it Roosevelt?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Trump has a real short one.
Interesting.
It's kind of scary to think about that. So, and I thought, well, he's doing really good, and he seems to be playing the chess game much better than the Democrats for sure. So,
mm-hmm. interesting. Thank you.
Know.
Interesting. But yeah, I have read about that. It kind of predicts the length of terms.
It's the last mm-hmm. day's timeline.
Yeah, I remember going through that actually before the last election. We actually did a show on that mm-hmm. back in 2016.
Yeah, yeah.
I
almost didn't hear quite what he mm-hmm. was saying when he said yeah. Ezra's eagle. Mm-hmm. I heard something else. So
yeah, interesting.
Took me a minute to catch up with him.
There's one. You know, there's a lot of articles right now on we're apathetic voters. We won't show up to the polls because there's a pandemic, we've been told.
Yeah.
The second one is we all hate each other. We all hate each other.
Which is not true.
No. And we keep hearing this over and over, though, and that worries me because we really don't hate each other. I think it's got after this whole mask thing and the lies are so obvious and there's a lot of people that still don't see it. That's been difficult for a lot of people because it's difficult for me when I walk into a store. I'll be honest. It's difficult to see everybody masked up. Because I think, where are you an American or not? Like, what's the deal here? But we have got to stop, or we at least have to recognize what's going on right now. And the manipulation right now, all the way to election time, is you all hate each other, the world's on fire, and don't show up to the polls. And the other thing is that this presidential election is the most important thing, and it's not. The governor's elections, the Congress elections, the county commissioner's elections in your cities, these are really truly the thing that are going to decide mm-hmm. your fate the most. So I think really at the end of the day, there's always a lot of narratives going on. But just recognizing how we're being manipulated right now, I think, is really, really important. And making sure our families realize this and our circle of friends realize how easily we're being manipulated.
Yes.
Look how easily we were manipulated into COVID. By the way, New York Post coming out and saying that lockdowns did nothing. I love those admissions, don't you? Anyway, all right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.